This special one-shot was recorded during the Free League Online Showcase, so if you want to catch us on video as well, you can go to the Free League YouTube channel and not only hear us, but also watch us playing this special scenario. The fact that this was a live recording is why the audio quality isn't really up to normal Sweden Roll standards, and we apologize for that. But now, without further ado, this is part two of Reclaiming the Crescendo.
Are we good, Effie? How are we?
Yeah.
Can we get some?
Yeah. Look at this. I think that the oxygen is coming back, and I was able to connect the camera to the cameras from so we should be able to see the bridge right here.
Right. Can we see where they have their soldiers? And
that's what I'm hoping for.
Let's have a look around.
Let's see
here.
If I can have the picture up here.
I just made a classic Andreas dice roll here for the Asterbahn Data Spider. I rolled 9 dice. And do you want to know how many successes I got?
Yes.
0. Do I need to tell you? So that was basically on how they are managing to get your computer going and perhaps hacking the ship. So not only do you get access to the cameras, you also get some audio from the bridge, Effie. And you hear you see first of all you see 2 soldiers with Vulcan carbines. They're standing guard at the bridge, looking out towards the entrance to the bridge. Okay? And then there's a data spider hunched over a computer which is connected to the main computer of the ship. And then there's a person with a bit lighter armor and some lighter weapons. The data spider also has some lighter weapons. They have a Vulcan cricket each. And these two who are standing by the computer, they're bickering. And the taller one who's standing behind the data spider is upset. You imbecile, you incompetent fool! How can you not do such a simple task as to connect to a fucking ship computer? I'm trying. It seems to be... There must be some kind of... The ship AI must have put in some kind of emergency firewall thing or something. It's really, really hard to get into it. I should be able to access by now. You've been here for hours and I should have been able to access it by now. And yeah, so they're basically arguing. The data spider seems to be a very competent data spider, but for some reason it's not accessing the computer systems of the Crescendo and is getting yelled at for it.
Effie, do we have any? Is there any oxygen on the bridge? Can we control it from here? Can we?
We should be
can
able
we mess
to
with
do
them?
That. Yes, we should be able to do that because nobody of them they don't have the suits on right now.
Or yeah, everyone has suits on. And actually, good for reminding me. Just as this exchange is going on, all the lights go on. And I mean, the entire ship gets its systems going, and so they end their conversation and they all look up and was that we didn't send anyone to the service station, right? Ship shouldn't be functioning. That means, oh fuck, we got company.
Okay.
Maybe we should get out of here.
I if we get oxygen back, I'm gonna get out of this suit because you can't fight in this suit. No one can.
No.
Mm-hmm. Really.
So yeah. Can we talk to,
so is the oxygen back?
Oxygen
yes,
back.
Oxygen is back everywhere except in the hangar because the hangar is still open. So but if you're on the other side of a closed airlock, then you have oxygen back in the ship. And of course, this has taken a bit longer
for Effie and Hamid than for Farzan and Evgena. So if you want to either join them in the service station or go somewhere else, maybe the hammam or something in the crescendo, wherever you want to go, you can be on your way a bit. And then you realize that the systems are going, you hear in your communicators that you get there's oxygen and all that. So if you want to get out of your suits, you can do that as well.
Yes. So, absolutely, Farzan, let's get out of our suits and let's join Effie and Hamid down in the service station, down in the engine room.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, so you're basically, you're arriving there as he gets the power going, basically. So now you reconvene, you've just seen this on the bridge. This is everything that's happened has just happened. And you four are all in the service station by the engine room.
So
good work, Effie.
Thank you. Clive is doing a good job as well, I think, keeping them back. And the security system is doing what it should do. So they are having trouble getting into the computer, which is very good. So let's go for them. There are four guys in there.
Are they still on the bridge?
Yes, two guards with... was it Vulcan rifles? Did you see
Vulcan carbines? Yeah, and they actually were wearing armored exosuits. The two soldiers, the other ones seem to be in reinforced exoshells. Or is that no? Is that the loading exos? No, it's not.
No, that's
no. They would have, yeah, they would have reinforced exoshells. The agent and the data spider. Okay,
can we flush them?
What do you mean, Hamid?
Can we open up the bridge?
To get rid of the
oxygen. We can't do that.
No, there's no like hatch into space in the bridge. No.
No, we can't do that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Have access to the door, really.
Is there an alternate way to the bridge? Do we know that? Can we get to the bridge any other way? There is.
There are several ways to the bridge from where you're at. Multiple.
Yes.
But once you get to a certain point, like maybe 60 feet, 20 meters from the bridge, then there's only one way. There's only one door to the bridge.
Is there an air duct we can go through?
There are lots of air ducts. Everywhere.
Do we know that you got a communicator, Farzan?
I'm telling you now.
Okay.
Look, I got this communicator from the pilot.
How about if we try to lure them out, like try to harass them a bit and see if we can do an ambush, maybe?
Do you mean pretending to be?
Well, trying to pretend to be the pilot, maybe, but even if that fails, I guess they will start searching for us.
I can try. I know how to speak to them. I know their language, and I think I will be the closest one to speak to them and I can try.
Do you have a blueprint of the ship? Can we get some? Maybe there is a good ambush point close to the bridge.
Yeah, actually, from the point where I said, like 20 meters from the door to the bridge, there's a three-way crossing where you could like easily attack them from different directions at once.
That's good.
Which is a kind of a good tactic for ambushes, because if one starts firing from one way, then another one can sneak up from behind and attack them in the back, melee.
Mm. What did you call it? It was like
I
a
need
three-way.
To stop giving you, telling you how to defeat it your was a three, enemy.
What was it? What did you call it? It was a three-way
crossing.
Crossing, a three-way crossing.
Hallway.
Or it's forking. Sorry, it's hallway. A fork from the bridge. That it's a forking of three different ways. Yeah.
Okay, so I could try to pretend to be the pilot, asking them to go to that forking where the three crossings are.
We just to pass it.
Tell them to get to the ship, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Tell them to get to the ship. We need to get to the ship because the ship is being attacked.
Yes, so it's a good plan. Yes, I have grenades.
You have grenades, great. That's good to know. Hamid, what have you got in terms of gear?
I'm melee. That's what I'm doing.
Melee, that's it. And and Effie?
It's the same for me.
Same, okay.
Melee, so I have a knife and a durax.
So the strongest contender is Farsan. Farsan goes first in terms of... Okay, so is there any manipulation role I can do or something like that?
Yes, indeed. Mm. Yes, indeed. This will be a manipulation role, definitely. Quite a difficult one.
Mm-hmm. Why don't I have... Oh, hang on. Okay.
I think it's because you have a talent of some kind.
I have tough.
Yeah, I think it's a messenger's talent.
Truth seekers, messengers. Yes, I do have truth seekers, messengers, tough. But in terms of manipulation, I don't have any.
And I think that was because when we created her, it was because we said that since you have the messenger's talent, you don't need it.
Okay. So now, what does that mean?
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah.
You can make someone obey you, though careful words and actions, through careful words and actions, without having to test manipulation, can be used on both NPCs and PCs. Your wish must be reasonable. You cannot, for example, force an NPC to act completely against her own interests. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you were acting as a pilot and saying the ship is being attacked, you need to come back. I would say that would apply.
That would apply, yes.
Yeah. So how are you setting up the ambush? Tell me. You have, let's say, the middle, the left, and the right-hand fork. Who is in the right-hand, left-hand center? And where do you put the grenades and stuff like that?
Should we be melee in each position? Or in each of the side ones? And then whoever is unranged in the middle one?
Farsan in the middle, then?
Maybe. I'm trying to you kind of want them to rush past us, right? Towards whatever.
Yes. So Farsan in the middle, Hamid to the right, and Effie on the left.
Yep. Yes, Captain.
Okay.
Yes.
And the grenade's just a meter ahead of the forking, then, I suppose.
Yes, a meter ahead of
They aren't like... I was thinking of... I think maybe with the grenades we can... I can throw them to confuse them. If they see grenade, they may go for cover, and then we can attack them. Do you see what I mean?
So, to
if
confuse
I roll
them
the grenades,
to go where?
Sorry, Captain?
So, to confuse them in what way?
Well, if I don't... if they don't explode. You see?
I see. A bit of deviation.
I roll them there,
okay.
They will get panicked, and then... while they're panicked, we will shoot them. I will shoot them.
Will they run back? Will they run forward? Will they...
You want to throw grenades, but not use them?
Why, we don't want to damage the ship.
Maybe they use them. What do we do if they use them?
You mean if they will pick them up and use them?
Yeah, they might throw them back. I like your roundabout ideas, so Farsan, but
ask again about the forking here. I don't really understand how it looks. Is there? There's a hallway coming from the bridge.
Yeah, which is just one way, and then that one way forks into three, going like that.
Oh, okay.
The bridge is down here. Then it's one way leading from the bridge, and then that forks into three different passageways.
Okay. Do we know which one of them would go to the hangar? So which one would they take if they're going to you know, rescue
the pilot? The center one would be the fastest way. You don't know if they know the fastest way to the hangar, but you know that is the fastest way to the hangar.
Okay.
But I guess also, if we stand a little way up in one of the side forks, we would be covered from the kind of main route from the they wouldn't see us, right, from the bridge when they run in the corridor.
Depends. If they're running very fast, they will probably not like have.
Oh yeah, if they pass, right. But I mean, if they're further down in that corridor, they won't see the that far into each of the side forks, I guess.
No, no, not that far.
Hamid is hoping for that.
But there should be
with F's crit, he could like keep those two dark if he would want to.
Right.
But there should be like openings, like doorways we can hide in, so we don't have to stand in the open in the hallways.
Yeah, you'll that's
not, oh yeah, so right.
That's not the main issue, I think. No, yeah. Okay. So yeah. So okay. So you're gonna call them and ask them to run back to the hangar, and then Fartsam will be in the middle one.
In the middle, yes.
And then the Effie and Hamid would be in the two side ones. Where will you be, Evgena?
That's what I was thinking about right now. So I was thinking that I should be. Maybe on the where the Astaban ship is, or so let's see. So if they're running forward in the middle one, and that's leading to the hangar, is it? Or
yeah.
So I could be standing at the end of it in case, you know, they don't make it. They don't manage to. I mean, all I have is a Jura axe, but...
You could be the one throwing the grenades. I mean, it doesn't take... I mean, to throw grenades along a just straight corridor, it doesn't... that wouldn't require a roll.
Okay. You mean I'll be standing in one of the forks with Hamid and Effie?
You can stand in whichever one you want, because it's not... Since it's no, there are no forkings from your direction towards the... So, I mean, It's like throwing a bowling ball when you have the flaps up in the side, which means it can't go off the... I mean, as long as you throw grenades forward, they will go forward, you know. Mm. That won't require a roll. You can do that easily.
Mm. Okay.
If you want to do the grenade.
I'll stand on the side with Hamid. Then.
Okay. We need to move forward now so we can have... Yes. Because we're on time.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you call them on their comm units. And what do you say, Evgena?
And I have a look at the screen during this so I can see what their reactions are.
No, because you said you were connecting it to a wire, and that wire is 100 meters away.
I thought we were still in the machine room. But we have already moved to
we
that.
We should probably move up when you call.
You have to be in place when she calls because they will run.
Yeah. I'm not the machine.
Should we do infiltration rolls to hide before we...
No, you don't need that actually because they will just start running.
Okay,
this is the shuttle. So Evgena goes to... she's speaking in a... is it Angol? Is it what was the language?
Well, you don't know which dialect she would have, but just say what you're going to say. You're going to try and guess how.
So she's saying in their accent, in their language. This is the shuttle calling. We're being attacked. We're being attacked. You need to get back to the ship immediately. So abort all operation, and go back to the ship.
Okay. And you actually hear their voices because the agents seem to be shouting. Your low voice, I'm guessing you backed away a bit when you were talking and then going forward. Mm-hmm. And you hear, we gotta get back, we gotta get back. The shuttle's on, they're on the ship, they're attacking the shuttle, we gotta get back. And then you hear, the sound of running heavy exo feet.
So okay. Yes,
and the throwing of the grenades was the first thing that was going to happen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But you're just throwing them. You're not activating them. You're just throwing them.
No. If in that case, I mean, the plan has changed quite a bit. Since that little piece of. So I'm thinking now that when they pass the fork, going if they do, hopefully they do. Otherwise, I don't know. They're not just pop out and roll the grenades and pop back into the doorway. And hoping for them to explode, and then when they explode, they can come and attack them with knives and axe. And
right,
do you understand?
So
Okay. So you're throwing the grenades, and when they go off, then we roll for initiative, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And the point is for them to run past the fork where the others are waiting first, before I throw the grenades.
So you want it to be a few meters past the forking when you throw the grenades.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Make the damage rolls for the grenades.
Yeah. I haven't got that written down. Unfortunately, I wrote.
Damage.
Well, I could have checked that out when I was.
Should we all roll, Andreas?
I'm looking up the grenades now.
Okay.
If I can find.
I'm guessing these are the frag grenades.
The thing is, I think I stole them off of someone in an earlier episode, and
you probably grabbed them in the arms depot.
Okay. So I don't know what kind of grenade they are, but I should.
How many are there? How many are they?
Four.
Four. Okay. Yeah. Let me make some rolls then.
And we're not in Exos now, right? None of us.
You are not in Exos. They are.
But they are. They are.
Yes, they are.
That's super good.
They are. Well, actually, I mean, the two soldiers are in these... I just looked them up, and I just said what they were like. But they are heavy armored Exos.
Yeah.
So they are probably frag grenades, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're running in tight formation, so one point of damage goes through the heavy armor of the soldiers. And the agent and data spider have such low armor that the armor didn't take any away. So they get some damage, the basic damage. And if you want to, you can buy a crit as well, each on them.
Yes, please.
Okay.
So let's
I don't know if your executioner is applicable on grenades.
Really? I can throw them very accurately.
Okay, then I want you to roll for it. In that case, if you want to use your execution, you need to succeed with a range attack roll.
Fuck it. No, I'll just roll a regular crit then.
Okay.
Hope for the best. Starting with the agent guy.
Agent first.
Okay. Agent first. 55.
Oof. 55. Severed artery in the arm. That's bad.
Good.
He goes down. He goes down. And the data spider, roll for her critical injury.
Oh. 62.
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
What are these rolls? Destroyed leg.
Yeah.
All right.
Farsan.
All these three crits that you've rolled are lethal. So... unless medical aid comes, and in the case of the severed artery and the destroyed leg, it's a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you take them down really fast.
Two of them.
Soldiers. No. They're barely injured, but the other two are out.
So close.
So the spider guy and the agent.
Agent guy. The spider girl and the agent guy. Yeah.
Okay.
So now we're rolling for initiative.
Cool.
Five.
Six.
Five. What are these rolls, you guys? Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say if they rolled a higher initiative, they would have to roll for observation to even see you. But since you rolled higher, I'm guessing you're going to attack them, so they will see you once it's their turn. But you all get to act ahead of them.
That's why I actually want to be doing an infiltration roll before all of this starts. Because if I
but now you don't need to, unless you want to like hold your action.
Now I was going to say, like, will it count as an ambush regardless when we attack them now?
Oh yes, it will.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That means plus two on our attacks, actually.
Okay, good. It's so wonderful to play with someone who really knows the game.
So plus two for one normal attack.
Plus two for the first attack.
Yeah, first attack.
Okay.
First attack.
Yeah. Okay. So Evgenia.
Yeah,
you could actually hold and wait so Farsan can shoot, because you're in the same, you're both in the middle one, right?
I'm with Hamid.
You're with Hamid, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can hold until he's active if you want to.
I think so. Yes, I want to.
Well, actually, you're both in melee, so it doesn't matter. Sorry. Scratch that. Evgenia, let's make your attack roll. Five dice.
Okay. Three. Nope.
None. Okay. None. Do you want to make a fast one as well with three dice?
Yes. None.
Nope. Okay. And who was next? Who had five?
We're all on five.
You're all on five. Okay. Let's deal with Hamid's corner then first.
Right. And I had a so. Evgenia, the captain, you're running out, or are you moving out into the corridor trying to attack with an axe?
Yeah, she's attacking them from the back.
I've got my Durax, yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll do this then, Andreas. I think it's time, maybe, to spend a few darkness points. Yeah.
You want to take a few darkness points from me?
Yeah. I might do that, actually.
All right.
And then I...
So the group is down to zero. Dor, you take all the darkness points that this group has gotten. And what does Hamid do?
Hamid activates his chameleon suit, first of all. So he disappears. And then there is a whisper in the ear of Evgenia. I'm so sorry, Captain. And then there is a flash of a Mercurian blade. And I'm trying to stab her.
Make the roll.
What?
Oh, no!
I'm sorry, Captain.
Oh! Okay. So I need to... Evgenia is absolutely ambushed and did not see this coming, of course.
You may roll three dice for armor, because I'm getting Hamid will get at least one hit in, maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking I might use the gambler's talent to get three successes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't roll right. Then I just get that automatically.
Yeah, so and what do you want to do with those successes?
I want to make one damage and one crit.
Okay, roll a d66. Please don't roll high.
It's three damage first, but then it's the crit. Nah, it's okay. It's okay. 51. It's not that high.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It is lethal, but you have roll a d6, Evgenia. One d6. Did you roll a one?
Yes.
Okay. So you have 1 hour to heal Evgenia.
What happens?
Because he sticks a Mercurian blade right through her spine.
Traitor.
That's nasty. That's so nasty.
Whoa. Yep.
Whoops.
Traitor.
But we don't see this. We don't see this happening.
Phil. Thanks for that NPC.
What do you mean you sent us a traitor, Phil? Really?
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Oh,
thank you so much.
Try to charm us with his cooking and that he could be a good asset and all those things. Jeez.
Okay. Teammate Hamid, my ass. Okay.
Can I move with one action? Or is this? This is one stab and then.
Yeah, so you have one action point left if you want to if you want to run.
Down, right? I'm down.
Yes, you're down. Oh, you're down. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And we didn't see it, so we don't know it.
There's a lot of smoke, so... Well, you hear through the comm, don't you? Like, there's a...
Scream or something?
Screaming, yeah. I'm sorry, Captain, because you said in the comm, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. There is probably a whisper.
Sorry. Yeah, you said I'm sorry, Captain, to me in the
call. I'm sorry, Captain, yeah. and then you hear Evgena. Oh,
Traitor.
And then she goes down.
So this happens. Oh, I mean, this happens like in the middle of the fight, right?
Yes.
Because she's up there with her axe and then just collapses, or
it's, I mean the corridor is full of smoke. You can just who wants to act now, Effie or where do you run off? We and the characters don't know where.
No,
you run off, and since you have the chameleon suit, they don't know where you run. Effie, you want to go next?
What would you see? What's the scene now? Paint it.
The scene is total chaos. We have the forking, and they have just run into the middle passage, and fired some through four grenades, and they exploded. They instantly took out two of the opponents. Two of the opponents are left. The two big persons, the soldiers, who have heavy armor and Vulcan carbines, the most dangerous ones in a fight. And then the corridor just fills with smoke, and you hear Evgena, "I'm going in!" And you hear her chopping away unsuccessfully. And then you hear, "I'm so sorry, Captain." And then you hear, "Chick! Ah! Traitor!" And the corridor is just filled with fire. And since you're a close combat guy, you need to get in there to see properly. But I mean, the immediate threat is from the two soldiers.
Yes,
because you can't even see Hamid. So the immediate threat is the two soldiers.
Yeah, F is very angry, and the big guy is pulling out his Dura axe, and he runs into the smoke and into the place to get in reach of one of the guards, and he swings his axe at him.
Yeah. And you pass over the agent, you pass over the data spider, you pass over your captain, who is slumping toward, like leaning towards the wall, unconscious. And you see the back of one of the soldiers, and you swing your mighty Dura axe. Then you actually you can make a normal attack, and you can save to parry, or you can make two attacks, one fast attack and one normal attack.
Yeah, two attacks.
Two attacks. Okay, so you made the first roll. I think I heard some dice rattling there.
Yes, and there was nothing.
You want to push it?
Yes, I want to pray to the icons.
You pray to the icons. I'm taking a first, number one, darkness point.
Yeah, and Effie doesn't normally do this, but in this situation, he really was not hesitating a moment.
Effie, you're praying? Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's something. Effie praying.
And I have one success.
One success, okay. And the damage of the Dura is 3. So I'm rolling for the armor. Takes away one of those damages, so 2 damages to that soldier. Okay. And you're fast, so that's a... You roll again, but with -2 for the fast melee attack.
Yes. One success again.
Okay, rolling for armor again. Takes away 2 of those, so 1 damage. Yeah. Looks blooded, this soldier. Fartsan.
Yeah. He pops out from the doorway and starts going full auto with armor-piercing rounds on these two fuckers.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of rules.
I have it written down here.
Yeah, good. So you just do your thing. I'm not going to interfere. Yeah. I'm going to...
The thing with armor piercing is that it's 1 less damage and 2 less armor.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. And then I do the full auto, so I just keep rolling until I get a 1, basically.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking at Rickard here, but that's the rule, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and you should get some 6s, hopefully, at some one point or another.
Yeah, I really hope so.
But the ones on the first roll doesn't count, right? It's on the first re-roll that you start looking for the ones, right?
Yeah, it's when you start rolling.
Okay, so one success so far.
Okay.
And then I keep going.
Yeah, and you roll on one die only, right? Until you get a one.
Oh, I got a one.
And no more sixes?
No, so that's like 16 dice.
Okay.
One success.
And it's one less damage.
One less damage and two less armor, yeah.
Okay, so what's the damage? What's the damage?
Oh, it's zero, isn't it?
Is it just one? Or
damage on the weapon. What's the damage rate?
Oh, yeah, three.
Okay, so two damage.
Yeah.
No armor. So who are you? You must be shooting the other one. You can't really be shooting the one that Effie is facing, right?
No, I'll shoot the other one because it's a clearer shot.
It's a clearer shot, yeah. Okay. And that's three action points, right? Full auto.
Yeah.
And you need to spend some action points next round to change your mag, right?
There, yeah. That's a fast action, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's their turn. Okay, so they have carbines up. So Effie, the one who's facing you, is going to try and shoot you in close range. But since you are in melee, it will be a minus modification because it's very hard to shoot someone who is like 2 feet away from you. Hmm. One success. You may roll for armor, Jacob. Four dice.
No successes.
One success. Okay. So zero successes. Okay, and then you take all the three damage to your hit points. So you go from 7 to 4. And the second fast shot just goes into the wall. Farzan?
Yeah.
You are not in melee combat with him?
No.
8 dice. 0 successes. And the fast shot as well. I actually get one success on the fast shot towards Farzan. So you may roll for armor as well.
Yeah. One success.
Okay, so only 2 damage.
Okay.
And it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Hamid, are you keeping silent and moving away?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna try to get to the hangar.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And get a ship.
Well, there's an empty ship there.
Exactly. That's my plan.
Okay.
And if I can sabotage anything along the way, let me. I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah. Let's finish with that. Let's save that for after the battle.
Okay. Damn chef. I knew it. His pancakes were off somehow.
Never trust
him. Effie, do you wanna keep battering this guy with your durax?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Effie, do you wanna keep battering this guy with your durax? Hmm?
I'm using the knife instead, the Mercurium knife. Or
okay.
Do I have to switch weapon? I figure I have it one in each hand, right?
I think an axe is it's a heavy weapon, so you need both hands to wield it.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't take time to switch. I just saw that the Mercurium knife was a bonus plus one, and it deals the same damage and also plus one on initiative.
Yeah, but I think the crit is better on the Dura.
Yeah.
On the axe than the knife, actually.
Yeah. I swing the axe because that's what I have in my hand.
Yeah, do that. Make a normal attack first.
Yes. One success.
Are you happy with that, or do you want to pray to the icons?
I want to pray.
Okay, Effie is praying.
Yeah,
Effie is desperate.
What's going on?
Taking another doctor's point. Two doctor's points.
Two more successes.
Three successes. That means that you can buy a crit if you want to.
With, how do I buy a crit? Remind me.
Yeah, because the Dura Axe is only one. You only need one extra. So you can actually crit twice if you want to. Yeah, one success is needed to hit. Then, because it's a Dura Axe, you only need one more to make a critical injury. And since you got two extra successes over the one, on top of the one that was needed to hit, then you can buy two, actually. So roll a D66.
Yeah.
We know re-roll these high, so please do so now again.
15.
Sorry. 15. Okay. A concussion, stunned for one round. So I'm guessing you want to buy another crit.
Yes.
You smack him in the head, and his head bangs into the wall of this passageway.
Yep. 32.
And then 32. And then you break his leg and he falls down. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, Falzan.
Yeah. So I'm spending a normal action to reload because that's what it takes. And then
I'm just going to say, Effie, if you want to, you can spend your fast action. You have one action left to just finish this one off if you want to.
Yeah, right. I want to do to make that. Sure.
Yeah, we don't need to roll that. You just finish him off.
Or can I just take his weapon as the fast action?
Yeah, sure. You can pick up his weapon
rifle.
If you want to.
Yeah, so take the rifle.
Yeah, you can take the carbine. Yeah. Farzan.
Yeah. I'll use my normal action to reload and then my fast action to fire off a quick shot at the one Effie is not engaging, the one I shot at before.
Yeah, sure.
Two successes.
Okay. Do you want to pray? Are you happy with that?
I'm happy. So happy.
And this was the same with -2 to armor, right?
Yeah.
One success. So, but that only takes away damage, right? And since you deal two damage, you can still buy a crit, can't you? Or what's the crit value on your weapon?
One.
Okay, which means you can buy a crit, and it will take one damage.
Okay, so I'll do that then.
Coriolis is deadly. These crits are—they're brutal. And with some weapons, you only need two successes to get a crit.
It's 33.
It's brutal. Yeah. 33. Yeah. Another broken leg. Falls down. But actually not unconscious. So he's gonna pull off a few shots at you, Farzan.
Yeah.
So you may roll for armor.
One success.
Okay, so only two damage. And the fast shot just goes into the wall, past you. So he shoots you in the leg as well, and you take two more damage.
Yeah.
But you're not down yet, right?
No, I'm not down.
Okay. Effie, you're up.
Yeah, I shoot that guy.
Okay. Yeah. He's standing still. Shooting at Falzan, counting on his friend to deal with you guys. So he's just standing still, so you get +2 to this first shot. You need, because you don't have anything in range combat, and you have only 2 in agility, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure you want to switch weapon with him? I don't think Effie would do that because you suck at shooting.
Yeah,
you have
I
two
don't
dice.
Think so.
You
I
have
thought
two
it was
dice.
The same. Yeah, no.
No, no, no. It's a different. It's a different attribute and a different skill. So you're gonna go from like eight to two dice.
Yeah.
So I would not recommend that. And we can retcon that because Effie wouldn't do that.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, which means that with your fast action, you finished off the first one. Okay, so you may roll a, like, what is it, like 10, 11? 11 dice? You even have 11 dice?
10, I think it is 10.
Okay, then you may re-roll one of the ones who isn't, that isn't a 6.
No, I have another one. Do I have 11?
Isn't it 5 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1? I think it is.
Yes. 11. And there... two successes.
Okay. Yeah, he only takes... you bring this one down. Do you want to tell me how you do it?
Yeah, so I lift my axe up high and I go from the shoulder down to his shoulder and neck. So I kind of cut him from the shoulder blade and a bit down towards his heart.
Mm. Okay.
And he drops on his knees and then he falls backwards. Growling.
Growling.
With his last
time.
Do any of you guys have medicurgy?
Yes.
Yes.
Both of you. Then one. Then the one who's best may roll for medicurgy, and you know that the captain always has some. She has some M doses on her. She can use for another bonus die.
I got plus
I have
one.
Medkit.
I have medkit as well. So
medkit.
Mm-hmm. That's even better, maybe.
Are you good?
I have a total of 5 plus the medkit, so that would give me 7 dice.
Are you coming to my rescue now?
Yes. Don't you worry,
I have
Captain.
6 plus 2.
Oh, then you do it then.
Okay, so another plus 1 from Farsan's help then, so 9
yeah,
dice.
Yeah, I'm helping. No, put the pressure there. I'm just standing beside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain, you pull through. You can pull through.
Two successes. Captain.
You managed to save Captain Evgena's life.
Effie.
Well done, Farsan. Thank you for the good help. Let's go get it.
Evgena opens her eyes and she looks at Effie and says, I'm forever grateful. Thank you.
So what happens now? Is she in a condition to stand? Can we...
Can I stand? Can I run? Or is it immediate?
I'm going to say you can stumble,
mm-hmm.
I would say, because wouldn't be reasonable for you to like, okay, I'm good to go.
No, no.
But you're awake, so you may stumble along if you want to.
Can I maybe?
I'm guessing you three guys want to discuss what you want to do, so do that in character.
Mm. What happened? What happened? Again?
It was Hamid. It was Hamid. He...
Do you have your communicators on while you're talking?
Where is Hamid? Okay, hang on. Where is Hamid? Have you seen him? Where is Hamid?
We don't have our communicators on, right?
You tell me.
I mean, we removed our suits because there was oxygen.
But surely we have our communicators because...
They're earpieces. Your communicators are earpieces.
Yeah.
But we're standing just next to each other. Why would we use the communicators?
Because you've had them on. You've had them on all the time.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So if I remember, I switch mine off. Then.
But since we don't want to hear him to hear us, we switch them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Exactly.
Good.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was what I was going for.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, got you. We understand. We understand. Okay. Switch the communicators off because Hamid is a traitor. Hamid attacked me.
Yes, we switched them off.
Yes.
Now he knows you're alive, Captain. We have to make sure that he doesn't come back.
How would he know that I'm alive?
I'm sorry. I thought you ordered us to switch the communicator off, and you said how many traits the communicators are.
The order of it. Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what happened here. So sorry. Yeah.
It's very confusing. There's still a shitload of smoke.
There's smoke.
Blood and gore everywhere.
Yeah, we're all confused, Captain. We're all confused.
I'm still not quite in my right senses. We need to try to run away from Hamid as quickly as we can. Is there any way we can do an observation roll? What's going on? What do we see in front of us? There's smoke. There's blood. There's gore. What else do we see?
And four dead bodies.
Four dead bodies.
Yes. That's all you see.
Do we see Hamid? No, we don't see him.
No, you don't see him, and you don't. By now, you don't hear any footsteps either.
Okay.
But do we understand that he must have used some kind of cloaking device since he disappeared?
You don't. You and Effie don't.
And what
I don't even think you. I don't remember. I don't even think Evgenia would have seen that because she just heard. I'm sorry, Captain.
She came from behind.
And Kate came from behind. I don't think you would know that. So you have to act upon that you don't know that he's invisible.
I don't know that.
Okay, so Hamid came from behind and he whispered in my ear, "I'm sorry, Captain." So he is definitely infiltrating the crescendo.
He's trying to destroy the ship. Or he's trying to get off the ship.
I think he's going to try to get off the ship.
Sorry?
I think he's going to try to get off the ship as soon as possible.
Then we
you don't
to
see him in the bridge, in a way.
He must have gotten away in the smoke. But let's get the ship running and see where he is and if we can block the doors and get some help from Clive.
Effie, you got the cameras going, right?
Into the
bridge.
Yes, we all go out to the bridge. We all go back up to the bridge. Let's go up to the bridge. Okay. And you got the cameras running, yes, Effie?
They're running, but you don't have access to them from here.
No, I try to get into the system.
Yes, data gen roll, please.
Yes.
Do you have data gen?
Yes.
Who are you asking?
Anyone, basically, but I'm also asking Effie.
I have.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, and we know you have.
Don't you hear
maybe
me?
It isn't so bad, you know. Everyone can make mistakes.
Do you want to help?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Can
me?
Yes, yeah. We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yes, I have data gene.
And do you have something that you can use? Some kind of gear? Some kind of something you can use?
Yes, I have tools and I have computers and I have. Can I see if they have mixed with it? What is my assumption of what has happened to the system? I mean, it's
your
just a shutdown,
that,
right? It's just a shutdown, and he's doing stuff to restart it, to reboot the system, and.
You know what? You're actually right, Jacob. Yeah, you're right. Because the system was just shut down. It wasn't damaged. So they managed to switch it on, but they weren't able to get any the access to any of the info that they were looking for. So yeah, so you can just press, you can just push the, you could just, type the password. What's the password of the crescendo?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on,
Clive. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yes, it's Clive.
Capital C, Clive. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I type in the password, and And I had 2 successes.
Hello, Effie.
Clive, finally.
Oh, hi.
I have been on shutdown for quite a while.
Yes. And we have a traitor inside the ship, so we need you to be very fast now and lock the doors and for him to stay on the ship. Lock the hangar, lock the passways back to the bridge.
Locking all passageways.
Thank you, Clive.
And even the door to the bridge closes and locks.
Clive, can you detect any life form on the ship in the hangar?
Detecting. Have fun.
Detecting.
Sorry.
What's that? Sorry. What's wrong there, Clive? Was something wrong with your voice?
I should
have asked you this earlier, Rickard, of course, but I didn't. So I'm asking you now. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being speed and 10 being doing as much damage, because you said you wanted to do some damage along the way. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fast would you want to go and how much damage would you want to do?
So I want to get to the ship as quickly as possible and get into an exo and get into the hangar. That's my main goal.
Okay, so then that means that I want a dexterity roll from you, basically.
Yeah. I'm gonna use my. Can I use my nimble in order, because I'm gonna get into an exo and all of that stuff as well? Or
I'm not sure of the. I'm actually not sure of the nimble. Is it just a talent you can use any time, and as many times as possible as you want
I'll check. Hold on. It's a bionic sculpt, so I'm.
Okay.
I'm adjusted, and all right. My nerves are enhanced.
Okay.
All right. It seems so to be applicable.
Yeah, so it's basically a +2 for all dexterity rolls, basically. Okay, yeah.
Do, dexterity. And
so he's going back to the machine room to the exo suits.
He wants to get on a ship and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
He's making a beeline for the Astroban patrol ship.
Yeah.
He ain't stupid.
Nope, he ain't.
Okay, let's try this.
And before you roll, with 3 successes, you will reach there in time to start the ship and get out of the hangar. With 2 successes, you will get to the hangar and onto the ship. And with 1 success, you will get to the airlock just before the hangar, before they do this. And with 0 successes, they will have you seriously trapped.
Okay, that's cool. Mm? So 1 success is the most calm.
And you are basically now acting out an NPC. You're no longer a PC, so you can't push.
No. All right, let's try this. Unless you want to spend darkness points, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, I can spend darkness points. Yeah.
So Hamid gets 2.
Okay.
It's up to the GM if you want to push that, but 2 is fair, I think.
I think 2 is reasonable. So you're basically running up this ramp onto the Astroban patrol ship as you see the main hangar door just closes.
Yeah. That makes things a little more troublesome. Okay. I'll get into the ship. Is it a roomy hangar?
Yeah, it's quite roomy, yeah.
I'll start the ship then. Try to start the ship.
Mm-hmm. You see from the bridge, you see Hamid. No, you don't see Hamid. You just see the ship start and starting to hover.
We see that from the cameras.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I check what weapon systems this ship has.
You want to blast the doors?
Maybe so.
Can we do something?
Yeah, it does have a weapon system, of course. I just gotta check what would be reasonable.
I I don't need a torpedo here. We don't need to do torpedo stuff. We can go with cannons.
Yeah, so some kind of cannon, yeah. Mm. I don't even where there we have weapon systems data. Mm.
Did I say that I sabotaged the ship before we
No, you did not, Matthias. No, sure? You have not done that. Yeah, let's say they have a heavy accelerator cannon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Does the ship in general, the Astroban ship, seem to be in good shape?
Oh yeah, it's in perfect shape.
In that case, I can kind of back into some stuff, I think, and allow some hull damage on the ship, just to kind of hit some of the hangar and break some more parts of the ship, of the Crescendo. And then just to get some space between me and the hangar doors, and then I'll try to fire.
Okay. I'm going to say you can take one or two hull points of damage to the Crescendo, but your ship will take the same amount of hull damage.
Let's do an equal 1-1 then. That's
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And then I just try to shoot very randomly. I'm not great at shooting, so it's going to be more of a messy kind of spread,
well,
I think.
You're basically trying to hit a barn. what's it called?
Barn
in Swedish,
door.
We have this. This saying.
You hit the barn door, but yeah. But I'm also trying to open it. It's not just a randomly. Yeah.
Yeah. Blast the doors.
Can we react?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Idea. Amber is out there in our shuttle, right?
Yes.
She's outside. She's circling. Yeah. We still have connection. Could have contact with her, right?
Yeah, we can have contact.
So,
with her.
So, is there any way we can get in touch with Amber and ask her to attack from the outside?
Having her attack this ship would be suicide.
Mm. Okay.
Amber would. Like that.
Hmm. We need our captain back.
So tell Clive what is it called? I mean, to the shields, the shields
hull,
of the
Crescendo.
To like turn the on the shields, kind of, Crescendo.
To engage them. To engage them. Yeah.
Mm. I don't think it's stated anywhere, Rickard, exactly how shields and armor like work in Coriolis, right?
You don't have shields, but you have like ED fields exist, but otherwise it's taking hits to the hull.
Okay.
You don't have energy shields or anything like that.
So it's just the armor, and you can't divert armor from one part of the ship to another. So it's just
But I told you that we closed the hangar door as well. So
yeah,
so
he's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but that's
so
what that's
he's
the door
in the hangar
right.
And it's okay. So he's trying to get out from the. Okay.
He's trying to blast the hangar door.
He's trying to blast the door.
I thought he was blasting the doors back into the ship.
No.
He's trying to get out. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Make the roll.
Okay. So,
there's not much you can do, actually. You don't have any cannons inside the hangars. You have autocannons outside, which you can blast him with once he's out. But
that's
exactly as far, you can't do anything until he's out. Okay.
So this is a ranged combat roll, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do I get any plus because of the largeness of the and the closeness of the doors?
No!
Oh, yes, you get a plus 2 for sure.
Sorry, Captain!
I mean, it's just mad. It's just a matter of like putting your ship in, you know.
Only one success.
Yeah, but that's all you need because they do 2 damage, and that's the. I mean, it's no way I'm gonna have a hangar door have more armor than Amber's ship, you know. So, yeah, you blast the doors. You blast the hangar doors, and you fly the ship. Do you have pilot skills?
No.
You do not.
No. So this is my critique to Phil. However, I'm thinking maybe the ship actually has an AI.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What I'm gonna rule is that yeah, you can get the ship out, but you will not be able to do any maneuvers to try and avoid getting hit, and you're not gonna be able to try and outrun someone. You're gonna be able to set an autopilot on. Where do you set the autopilot to? You guys, you blur. Take off your headphones for a while, Jacob. Where do you set the autopilot?
I'm heading for the portal.
For the portal. Okay.
Jump. Yeah. Mm? In order to jump.
You can come back.
But I do want to make one thing, though. I want to open my channel to the other Astroban ship.
Okay.
And then I want to make a manipulation roll where I convince them. I'm the only survivor. I barely got back alive. Take out the ship. Take out the ship. They're after me. And then I'm trying to get the autopilot to fly away.
Okay, I'm going to see how far away Amber has been able to lure that ship. Midway. So let's resolve. Okay, make the manipulation roll first to see if they even believe you.
Even believe me, yeah. That's good. This is not a seductive roll, right?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Well, hello there, Astroban ship 002. Maybe help me out here.
What's your poison?
All right. Let's do this. No successes.
And I'm rolling the 7 dice for the leader of this at Astroban troop, which is a negotiator and has quite a lot in empathy and observation.
Shit. Sorry for gloating.
Negative. I recognize the voice of every single soldier, agent, data spider, pilot under me. You are not one of them. Who are you, and why are you contacting me from an Astroban ship?
All right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna cut the lies. I'm an agent, and I'm an undercover agent. And you seriously should do something with the Crescendo because the entire crew is essentially on board.
Okay. I'm not gonna allow you to make another roll because you're essentially asking him to do exactly the same thing that you did last roll.
Yes, don't shoot.
So
me,
that's what you say, and he answers. We'll see. I'll have to think. But you land that ship back in our hangar down on planet side, or we'll shoot you down.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
No. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so you can't fire back, Hamid. You can just send an autopilot, and then the Crescendo can. Okay, so
is it autopilot? I can fire though. Yeah. So I'm gonna sit in the gunner seat and protect the ship, and then have the autopilot fly.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Well, we are actually now in space combat, which I said we're not gonna be in, and it's only 25 minutes left. So let's make this. Happen really fast, guys.
Yes, okay.
F has been running down to the machine room again to take his place in the to be able to deal energy points.
Okay.
Yeah. Fartan is running to the gunner's seat.
And Evgen is running to the bridge to engage all armor and all cannons of the ship. Yeah.
Fartan is sitting by the gun in the gunner seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Evgena, you wanted to sit where? You wanted to do what?
Well, I'm on the bridge as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do the commands. Yes. We're going to engage all the weapons of the ship.
We're going to have to do this a bit fast. So listeners who are super into the system, if we do any big mistakes, we apologize. But we have to get this thing sorted. Okay. Amber has managed to lure the other ship away for maybe at least 2-3 rounds or something like that. So we have 2-3 rounds just between you guys. Okay. So, first up, command phase first, right? And then energy points allocation.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Rickard.
I will just sit there and try to get some kind
wait
of
for the, and wait for the gunner farm. Okay. I see.
I'm hoping there is some kind of AI to allow me to shoot, but that's about it. I mean, I can't really do anything else with the ship. I'm gonna.
Okay.
I have data gin though, so I can do like sensors and stuff.
Okay. That's about it. All right. Let's do this. What do you want the creature to do, Evgena?
Well, engage all. You have to remind me what weapons we have, but engage all cannons and all and torpedoes as well. Everything that we got to wipe out this piece of shit. Sorry. And this.
You have an auto cannon and a heavy accelerated cannon.
Okay. Yes. Start with the auto cannon.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That's the only one you can do in the first round, and then the next round you can't do the autocannons, you have to do the other ones. So that sounds good, okay? So I'm guessing you Farzan and Hamid just make some pew pew rolls.
Do we get the energy points?
So
you get energy points.
So I guess I gave all the energy points to the gunner at this point. He gets as many as he needs.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
So do I do a command roll?
Yeah, you can do a command roll to see if you can get some bonuses for Farzan.
Yeah. Okay. Ugh, no successes.
Okay, then make the shots, guys.
Right.
One success.
Two successes.
Okay. Do you want to go for damage only, Matthias? Oh, you can only go for damage. You can only know you get crit. Not with autocannons. No. Okay. You knew that you had a +2 bonus on the autocannons, Matthias.
No. I'll do one more dice.
Yeah, roll two more dice.
What did I have on my ship?
Heavy accelerated cannon, we said, right? That's a bonus +1.
Okay. One more success.
Okay. You have 5 in armor, Rickard, and the crescendo has 6. Do you want me to roll make the armor rolls for you both guys, or do you want to do that?
You can roll. That's okay.
Yeah, you roll.
Was
this a bad choice now?
I rolled 1 success for Rickard and 2 for Farzan. So... Actually, the crescendo does not take any damage, but the patrol ship takes 1 damage. So you're down to 5 out of 6, Rickard, four because you backed into.
Yeah.
So you're down to 4, and the crescendo is at 10.
You 10?
Yeah, that's good odds.
They have 11 to start with.
Very expensive.
They have 11 to start with.
Yeah, it's 4 million.
Oh my god.
But they only have 2 in speed and -1 in maneuverability.
That's good.
Yeah. We're strong.
Yeah, let's do another round, guys. Let's do another round.
Yeah. Command me, Captain.
Command roll first.
Yes, command roll. 1 success.
Do I get a bonus
you get
die?
That means you get 2 bonus die because heavy accelerated cannon is bonus +1, Matthias. So now we get +2 there.
Okay.
Okay.
FB, give me some energy.
And you were switching cannon now, or was that?
No, it's the same.
Yeah, cannons.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So can I roll?
Yeah, you both may roll.
Two.
1 success.
1 success and 2 successes. Do you want to push it, Matthias?
Yeah, why not?
Want to play 2 icons?
Yes.
And you can, and I'll spend that darkness point right away, so you can push as well, Rickard.
Okay.
Fair deal.
Let's one guide me. Guide this shot.
One more.
Okay. One more for me too. So that's 2. Total.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 for me. Total.
No successes on the armor for the patrol ship.
Blast.
And one success, two successes for the crescendo roll, actually. I'm not fudging this. Okay, so that means you got three successes, so total, Rickard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and did you want to buy, does anyone, do you want to go just for damage? No crits here, or?
I'm just going for damage, I think. Oh, are you talking to me? Sorry.
Because the crits only take out like one module, and this ship is stacked full with modules. You have a quite kind of a low percentage chance of hitting something vital.
Yeah.
Who are you going
damage
to?
Then.
Damage only. I'm just trying to get away, actually. So that's
okay. That's yeah.
But I'm down to two hull points now, right?
The damage is two. Starting damage is two. So with two successes from Farzan, that will be three damage. Three. You're down to your last hull point.
Damn it. How fast does this ship go compared to the non-moving crescendo? How far away can I get, like...
With a pilot roll, you could have gone out of range by now. With an autopilot, we have one last third round of battle, which will also include the other Astroban ship before you get away.
Oh, you're right.
So the crescendo will have to choose between which target they want to fire at. New round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Captain. Who do you want to fire at?
So we are still using a different weapon this time, right? We have to use...
No, same as last time. Heavy auxiliary cannon.
Heavy auxiliary cannon. And we have to choose whether to shoot on Tamid or the other Astroban ship, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this will be the last time he will be in range. Then it will be out of range.
Oh, let's take him out, for God's sake. Yes. One more hit on the fate.
Good choice, ship. Captain.
Mm-hmm. Do my best.
Command roll. Two successes.
Okay. That means three bonus dice for Matthias. Roll. Mm-hmm. And you may make your attack rolls, Rickard and Matthias, and I will make one for the Astroban ship who are also firing at the crescendo.
Only one.
Two for me.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, with those rolls, actually, I'm gonna just narrate what happens now. Next. Because we only have a quarter left of an hour, and we want some to be able to discuss and analyze afterwards. So, this is what happens. This last round of combat. Two Astroban patrol ships are firing at the crescendo. The crescendo is trying to take out the traitor, Hamid, or whatever his name is, who is on autopilot, heading for, not for the planet, but away from the planet, towards the star of this system, actually, which is where the portals normally are. And you try and blast him, but the armor of the patrol ship controlled by Hamid manages to take all 3 points of damage from the crescendo. So Hamid is in a very badly shaped patrol ship heading for the portal. And the crescendo does not have a pilot at the bridge, unable to follow, and also engaged in a space combat with the other Astroban ship. But since that Astroban ship is alone, it's no match for the crescendo to take that ship out, and you blast it into space. You have a severely damaged crescendo, and Amber lands the small shuttle in the hangar, and you all reconvene on the bridge, gazing towards the star of Algol, where Hamid, the traitor, is flying off and maybe getting a head start on you guys on wherever he's going. But we'll see what happens, because this has been the end of Reclaiming the Crescendo. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, he got away.
Maybe we meet again. We don't know.
I got 3 sixes on five.
And I never liked that name, because if Gena's brother's name is Hamid, then she doesn't like her brother either.
There you go.
It's
a
bad name. Whatever his name is.
Thank you so much to Phil to create for creating this awesome character, which I've had a lot of fun playing during the first season, and now Rickard was able to play it, and many thousands of thanks to the master of the horizon, Rickard Antroja, for playing with us. It's been a pleasure. Wow.
Great fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great. Play with a pro.
Yeah.
What went through your minds? You guys, you regular cast members, when Rickard says, maybe it's time now, Andreas? And and he says, I'm gonna take some darkness point.
Of course he would take out the woman. Yes, of course.
You choose where to stand. That was not my choice. I was gonna stab Effie in the machine room at first, but you know, I had to.
So, I picked the wrong little.
Phil writes here. He says, "I wrote he was an assassin. I didn't choose his target."
Oh, he just wants to create conflict now. He just wants to create conflict.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
I was like, it came like off the wall. I was completely taken by surprise.
Yeah.
Were you all taken by surprise, or did you suspect it somewhere?
No, not for a second. I didn't. I mean, of course, should be looking out for those things also. But I wasn't even aware of you could do something like that. I was so shocked. Is it possible to really do something like this?
But it's a very clever move, because when your focus is on another enemy, you don't think there's going to be a second enemy. So it's a classic, isn't it?
I would have gotten shot by Fartsan if I wouldn't have done it during the fight, I think. So that was like, if I would have engaged all of you somehow, then I would be so dead. And I mean, I have nothing in ranged combat, so if I would have exposed myself to Fartsan, I would have been toast, I think. Probably.
I was a bit shocked that you didn't just go away, that you actually went for the stab. I loved it, but I was surprised.
I was thinking, like, should I stay in my chameleon suit and try to stab them a few more times, you know, try to do some more damage? But then I felt like they're gonna get sorted, like, since the grenade went off so well. You guys are all gonna get sorted so fast, and I have to have some kind of, you know, I have to have some time to try to get to the ship. But I was also contemplating the whole fact that Phil didn't give this guy a pilot.
Yes.
So I was like, I don't know how that's gonna play out. Can I get to Amber and threaten her? I was trying to, like, I had a plan where I was like, if they don't kill the captain of the Astrobon, if they just kind of imprison her somewhere, I could free her and then kind of under gunpoint threaten her, because I have some kind of skill that gives me an extra plus on kind of threatening people. So that would be a good idea. And then it's like, oh, so you crit that person. Yes. And that person is not going to fly this ship anymore. So yeah, I have to do something else.
So he's out there, and he's probably, well, he was going towards the star, wasn't he? He was, Hamid was going towards
the portal. Yeah.
So not.
But super good that you took out the other Astrobon ship, because they would have shot me out of the sky. So thanks. Like, that's you.
And you're
thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks. Really. I'm here.
Well, I really hope you'll meet Hamid again someday. I have a.
I think we will. I have a feeling we will.
Discuss a few options. Yeah.
No hard feelings, though. No hard feelings. As long as, like, we can meet and talk about this.
Nothing personal. Only business.
Sure.
Yes, totally. We can just do diplomacy and everything will be sorted.
We're all professionals. I mean,
what's a friendly stab among friends? You know.
Not right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, at least Clive is back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am so Woo-hoo! Happy to be back.
We missed you.
Not his
I missed
though.
You too. Being shut off was not to my liking.
Aww. And I really thought you were completely dead. I didn't think you could come back. I thought it was so.
I think Phil is right here.
Yes, I don't like garlic. Even Ingela doesn't like garlic. So there you go.
No.
Why?
Don't say that.
That hurt me deeply in my chef heart. That
garlic, especially when you're sitting in a little shuttle close to. I mean, you know, you have to have some the manners. Mm. You know.
Mm. Well, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil.
You listen to Sweden Rolls playing Coriolis by Free League Publishing, starring Jakob Hultkans Hansson, Ingela Lund, Mattias Redbo, and special guest star Rickard Antroja, who is the head writer of the main campaign for the Coriolis RPG Mercy of the Icons. This was originally a live recording that we did for Free League Online Showcase, so if you want to see us and not only hear us, you can go to the Free League YouTube channel and check that out. And if you like Sweden Rolls, please like us on Facebook, social media, share us to friends, drop us reviews and all that crap. Please, please do so, because this helps us so much in reaching more and more listeners. We appreciate it so, so much. And if you're a really big fan of the show, please consider joining us at patreon.com/SwedenRolls. There we have tons of great bonus content for our dear, dear patrons. Next week, we will be back with more Baldur's Gate, the second half of the first season of our D&D adventure. The music for Sweden Rolls, as always, by myself, Andreas Lundström.